Yeah, it's kind of on a serious note, though.
Oh, great. Okay. Not going to make us cry or anything, right?
No, it's just my junior prom many years ago. We're from a small town, and after the after prom and they release you, a bunch of us wanted to go to breakfast. So we went out of town and went to breakfast. And on the drive home, I fell asleep at the wheel because it was my junior prom, and I'd been up the whole night before decorating. And again, that whole night, during after prom. And so on the way home, I had the heat going because it was cool out. And my brother's date and I and my brother in the car, and I ended up ruining the vehicle. So we were all fine, but
just
stay in the town that you're, if you're from a small town, just, or anywhere after, just stay in the town that you're from. And that way you can just go home and go to bed and get some rest and everyone will be okay.
No alcohol involved or anything, right?
No, nothing. I just fell asleep. I was just overtired. And,
wow, you guys got lucky.
We got very lucky, and it was definitely a lesson learned. So.
Well, we appreciate the good advice, all right?
Yep, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Especially if, like we've talked, there's going to be people that do drink after prom, and we don't encourage that. But if you do, stay where you're at. Don't be a dumbass. And go try to go home and play Nintendo or whatever the hell it is that you're headed to. put it off for a little bit. Isn't that what the teens do? Right? I'm in touch. I'm hip with it. No? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, you got some lessons from prom?
Always wear underwear.
Always wear underwear?
Yeah, my brother's probably going to hear this, and he knows my voice, but my cousin told me not to wear underwear because it'll show up, like, the underwear line will show up with your dress.
Yeah.
But I got a dress off the internet that looked really good online, but when I got it, it looked really cheapy, but it was too late to get anything else, so I wore it. And about, like, an hour into the dance or something, somebody was standing on the back of my dress, and I started to walk it off and just, yeah, rip and... Yay, there's my butt.
Oh, no.
So I had to leave, and I had to explain to the principal and all the teachers at the door why I had to leave and why they needed to let me back in. And so they were all laughing at me, and then I came back in a completely different dress.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, and it was just not good at all.
Are you over it by this point, or are you still a little traumatized?
I'm still a little traumatized. It was pretty embarrassing, but I pretty much didn't get along with anybody in my grade anyway, so oh well.
Yeah, what are you supposed to wear? What are you supposed to, if you don't want it to show up, you want to wear like a flesh-colored thong or something like that?
Yeah, I get, but the line is what it is. It wasn't like the color of the underwear. It was like the underwear line in particular, but from what I hear now, it's considered sexy to be able to see the underwear string or whatever you wear. I don't
really?
Know. Kind of like tan lines.
I like tan lines. Those are great.
Weirdo.
Joking. It's kind of sad that it's that easy to imagine that I would be into something like that, though, right?
Yeah, you probably like the underwear lines then.
Yeah.